Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that's because we've just come out of a Labor Day weekend. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, first, Saturday night, how'd the concert go with the Ramblers?
It was great. If it wasn't a sellout, it was darn close. Everybody had a great time. The Guthrie Center made some money. We want to thank everybody who helped, and it really went extremely well. A lot of good people in that band.
Also has gone extremely well in terms of Hermine, the hurricane that is just weakening now as it churns off the coast here, the southern New England and New York. But certainly the politics of planning were in full effect as the storm was approaching, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo releasing pictures of bottled water and other supplies ready to go, and then not much.
You know, David, darned if you do and darned if you don't. If you prepare people and you say the storm is heading this way and everybody may get it, then if it comes, well, you're a hero. If it doesn't come, as in the case of at least the Hudson Valley, New York, Western Massachusetts, if it doesn't come, then people say, what was all the bother about? Or even on the Barrier Islands or other places like that. So it is always better to err on the side of safety and then to take the few grumpers who may be unhappy that it never got to them. But the one thing that we do see is that the ocean levels are rising, that the bays can overflow in places like my place where I grew up on Fire Island. The bay rather than the ocean quite frequently comes over. As soon as the levels of water rise, obviously, the more that happens, the more danger people are going to be in low-lying places. Once again, there are deniers out there who say none of this is happening. But of course, it is happening, and we should be doing everything we can now to put a stop to it.
Well, post-Labor Day now means that the presidential campaign begins its final push to Election Day with Clinton and Trump squaring off. Your thoughts after the holiday weekend?
Well, of course, David, it always starts on Labor Day. However, you know, we still have a lot of time. Things can change. The New York Times is showing that Trump is slightly improving his chances of winning, not by much. I mean, it's 86% chance they give to Hillary Clinton and 14% to Trump. But they're also running a lot of cautionary articles that, for example, young people of African-American descent are suspicious of Clinton. Even though when Bill Clinton left the presidency, there were many African-Americans who called him the first black president. And he had done so much in so many people's minds. But Hillary Clinton is, according to the Times article, suspicious to many because she represents the old ways of doing things according to them. Now, all of these predictions that I was just talking about come out of past experiences. Who came out? Who didn't come out? Then when you poll, you're able to factor all of that in. In this case, we're pretty sure that people of African-American descent are absolutely committed poll-wise to Clinton and not to Trump. Nevertheless, it's one thing to say you're for somebody. It's another thing to come out and vote. And that's what has some Democrats worried.
The other thing that resumes today is Congress. They return from a 7-week recess. They have little more than 4 weeks before the election to try to get a lot done, but perhaps the most important, trying to find a way to keep the government open before spending legislation expires October 1st. How does this play into the presidential campaign?
Well, David, I don't think either of them, either party, wants to be the people who shut down the government. And so there'll be a mood for compromise. But I think the onus will be on the Republicans, and I'll tell you why. When Newt Gingrich tried to do it, he really got clobbered. It probably cost him his speakership. And there is, to me, the indication that they never want to go through that one again. And so I'm just simply saying that a lot of us are at the point now where we've come to this precipice so many times that we say, ho-hum, you know, here we go again. But at this stage of the game, nobody really believes it.